USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Former President Trump's legal team trying to block a request for a protective order in his election interference case.
The Department of Justice filed for the order asking the judge to place some limits on Trump's speech about the case after the former president posted, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Trump's lawyers claim it violates the First Amendment and politicians are already using his case to raise money. I'm Brian Shook.
Crews working to restore power across some areas of the eastern U.S. after severe storms took aim at the region last night. At least two people were killed and more than a million people lost power. Tornado watches and warnings stretched across 10 states, with winds sending power lines into homes and roads. And in Maryland, a portion of the highway had to be shut down after winds snapped 20 or 30 utility poles and then had them crashing onto the roadway. Due to the live wires, dozens of people were stuck in their cars as emergency crews scrambled to shut off that power to move them to a safe area. The polls are open today as Ohio holds a special election that's getting national attention. There's only one issue on the ballot. It's a measure that, if approved, would require future state constitutional amendments to get support from 60% of voters in order to pass, as opposed to the current simple majority. Thousands of Los Angeles city workers will be off the job today as they launch their first citywide worker strike in 15 years.
Our members are sending the city a message that we want to deal with serious issues. We filed unfair labor practice charges against the city because they were not bargaining in good faith.
The strike will affect trash pickup, access to public swimming pools, and routine services at LAX. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Right now, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The director of The Exorcist has died.
Friedkin is known for directing the Oscar-winning film The French Connection, for which he, too, won the Oscar for Best Director in 1972.
Doyle is bad news, but he's a good cop.
We're going now. Bye.
2 years later, in 1974, The Exorcist earned Friedkin another Best Director Oscar nomination.
In the name of the Father and of the Son.
The Exorcist had 10 nominations in total and won for Best Adapted Screenplay and Best Sound, but earned a place in history for Friedkin as director of arguably the best scary movie of all time. Friedkin also directed the film To Live and Die in L.A. His wife confirmed his death in Los Angeles on Monday. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The Yankees rotation taking another hit yesterday. The Bronx Bombers placing left-hander Carlos Rodon on the 15-day injured list with a left hamstring strain. The 30-year-old was pulled from yesterday's start against the Houston Astros after feeling what he said was a cramp. Rodon missed the first 3 months of the season with a left forearm strain and has a 7.33 earned run average since returning. 4 U.S. chicken plants being closed by Tyson Foods, the Arkansas-based company, said it's hurt by falling chicken and pork prices as well as the reduced demand for beef products. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Can we make 10,000 thread count sheets?
For Lens Linens, staying in the comfort zone is never an option.
The maximum thread count we could possibly thread.
An industrial seamstress would make their sweet dreams come true.
I want it to feel like you're on a snowflake, on cotton candy, on marshmallows,
on a cloud.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.